All right, here we go on the hot seat. A lot to talk about today with the Justice Minister and Solicitor General for the province of Alberta, Mr. Casey Matthew. As always, Minister, good to hear your voice again. Welcome back.
My pleasure, Kenny, and always good to be able to join you and your listeners across our province, and in particular, within the Peace Country.
All right, awesome. Now, this is obviously the big one, Minister. The recall legislation and Citizens Initiative Act that was put in. I know that this is something that this government campaigned strongly on. Remind us of some of the finer points of this. There's so many different things involved, but let's face it, this is an opportunity for Albertans to hold people in elected positions accountable, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, Kenny, I'm so proud to be able to table those two key pieces of legislation that will deepen our democracy and allow the people of Alberta to hold their government to account on policy, on legislative priorities, as well as to hold their elected officials accountable across our province. So proud to have done that, and so proud to have worked with my colleagues and the Premier, who had the vision, you know, to put forward this commitment to the people of Alberta.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So I guess just to kind of give an example of that, I'll give you an example. Now, I'm not expressing any sort of dissatisfaction with my MLA, but I live in a Peace River address, so that would mean Dan Williams is my MLA. So just using him as an example, just for this specific one, not complaining about him, but let's just say if I felt and others like-minded people felt he wasn't doing his job, we could get enough signatures and essentially trigger another election at some point. Is that how it works, essentially?
So for the recall, you know, Bill 52, the Recall Act, citizens within your riding can come up with 40% of the signatures of eligible voters and submit that to the chief electoral officer. Once the chief electoral officer determines that that particular threshold has been met, the chief electoral officer would order a recall election. The people will vote. Once the people vote by a simple majority, your MLA will be removed from office, and then there will be a by-election. That is how this process is designed to work.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, I did remember that, and thank you for clarifying that those are actually two separate pieces of legislation. Now, going back, I guess, obviously, that one's pretty self-explanatory. If your MLA is not doing, if at least enough of constituents feel the MLA is not doing their job, there's that ability there. One interesting question about that is that would that extend to municipal politics as well, or is this strictly just for the provincial level?
Kenny, this extends to municipal councillors and mayors, and also at the school board trustee level. So school trustees would also be removed under this legislation.
Okay, good. Thank you for clearing that up, Minister. Now, also as well, the Citizens Initiative Act is that this is a little bit different, and I did kind of mix up the two along with the recall, but in saying that, this is exciting because this is an opportunity. So, for example, let's say we wanted to, if I got enough people up there saying I wanted to build a massive soccer stadium or a baseball stadium in Lacrete, I could get enough signatures. I can essentially have you, the legislature, debating that by the looks of that.
Absolutely. That, you know, that piece of legislation, Bill 51, Citizen Initiative Act, Kenny, with all humility, is a big deal. It exactly does what you just said. You get enough signature, you know, and it is 10%. The issue you raise is a policy issue. All you need is 10% of the population, and you can get that before the legislature for a debate. And you know, Kenny, if citizens are able to come up with a required signature on a particular policy that is important to them, that particular government of the day better listen and carry forward that particular initiative. Otherwise, they will be held to account. There is no better way to hold governments to account than through citizen initiatives.
Yeah, no doubt. And I remember last year, because this is an interesting one, so the NDP, I remember, was complaining that this was kind of backwards. And I guess the kind of thing is that what I'm kind of curious from your perspective is how is putting more decision-making power literally in the hands of the people backwards?
Kenny, you know my view on the NDP.
I do.
Left for them, you know, it is zero recall. It is zero citizen initiative. They are for big government, concentrate all of the powers of the people in the hands of a few elected officials. That is their political ideology. I absolutely reject that, and I do not think that the people of Alberta are in for that.
Fair enough. All right, Minister, now another hot topic is that, as we know, is that obviously more boots on the ground, more officers up here, especially in the rural north. But one thing is that as time goes on, municipal governments, counties, districts are going to be expected to pick up some of the RCMP costs if they don't have their own municipal force. So in saying that, though, I guess, and the reason I'm asking this is because so many municipal governments around the province, as you know, are getting ready to do their municipal budgets in the next few weeks. So obviously with this cost factored in, I know a lot of municipal governments are wondering, would they have a bigger voice at the table in terms of policy if they're picking up some extra costs?
Yeah, so Kenny, you know, we put forward the new police funding model, and that would generate more money for law enforcement across our province. We do have an agreement between the province and the RCMP, a cost-shared arrangement. There is no question under the new police funding model that we put in place, there is a municipal advisory committee. So, yes, they would have more voices. They provide input through that particular committee on how the police resources that have been made available through the new funded model are to be distributed. So, yes, they will have more seats on the table.
Okay, good. I'm sure they'll be happy to hear that. Also, I guess here's a question from a listener, and Jeff wants to know, Minister, what would be the big difference between the RCMP and, say, the APP, meaning Alberta Provincial Police, I guess that's what he put, yeah.
So the difference is very simple. It is that the Alberta Provincial Police it will be controlled by the province, unlike the RCMP that is controlled from Ottawa. So we would have the control of our own, provincial police, so that we can deal with the problem of law enforcement crimes in our rural communities in other parts of our province on the ground, so that we can deal with the response time, so that we can recruit more of our Albertans into our own provincial police service, people who know our communities, who live in our communities, so that we can begin to put an end to the perennial and consistent problem of rural crime. So that really is the difference between the RCMP and a potential provincial police service.
All right, awesome. And I know your ministry is studying that as well, along with the appointing a provincial firearms officer as well. So obviously something to keep eyes on in the future. And you know, Casey, whenever we get you on the phone, we like to throw some other questions out there every so often. And I know before we were talking about your young, lovely children. So I got to wonder, because you're an athlete. Do you see your young children as athletes also, or are they more into other things? Or
no, they are athletes as well. My two daughters have been playing soccer and basketball. My son play soccer as well. As you know, Kenny, he's six. So
yep,
we are beginning to introduce him into all kinds of sports activities. So I am confident that they will pick up some of those threads for me.
And I remember I was mentioning, I saw the photo with you when you got sworn in as Justice Minister, and your youngest son is very tall for a six-year-old. So do you see that young man? Do you think eventually he will be a Canadian soccer star? Do you see that in him?
Okay, I hope that is the case. My job is to raise them well, to make sure they are responsible citizens. But I think it will be a great pleasure and honor for him to bring out that aspect of me that did not go professional. I mean, it will be a pride for him to play for the Canadian soccer team.
Amen to that for sure. Well, no, as I mentioned I to my dad, he had said to me, I think 10 years after the fact, and he said it jokingly, he said, "Why did I?" And when this is when the hockey salaries really started going up, he said, "Why did I pull you out of hockey and make you go into skiing? What's wrong with me as a parent?" He was joking, but yeah, no, I guess at the end of the day, skiing doesn't get that, but you never know. Maybe if I learned how to skate, I could have made a few million dollars.
Well, you know, Kenny, but I think you've done well for yourself, my friend. I think that the people of this country are very served by you being on this hot seat.
Oh, thank you for those kind words, Minister. Amen. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, my friend. You take care.
This is Casey Maddow. He is the Justice Minister and Solicitor General for the province of Alberta, and this is the latest edition of The Hot Seat.